Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast.
She is No Advisory Podcast, Charlotte's Most Dangerous Crew. It's your boy C.O. McClain.
What's the good world? It's your boy Mookie.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Trap C.
Man, and your favorite, Kenfro J.
We ain't starting shit over. This is No Advisory Podcast. Hey, listen, man. I'm back, okay? Don't be talking all that crazy shit, okay?
We back.
All right, so I'm they talking know, we about, back. Man.
I never left, you know what I mean? For the record.
Yeah, what's good with y'all, man?
What's happening?
We good. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm black.
With the bang, ain't?
That bang, ain't?
Swing it. You got to swing it,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, do it one time for
yeah, swing that shit like a wiper. That shit like a windshield wiper. Go ahead.
y'all gonna quit tripping on me with my drip, man. It's the drip that keep on dripping.
It's what makes you unique, bro.
That's facts. Yeah. Hey, yo, shout out to K-Digital in the background. We at OBS Studios.
K-Digital, man.
You know shout out to Court in the building. You know what I mean?
I can't even get the mic set up over here.
What's her name? What's this young lady's name?
Brandy.
Brandy. Shout out to Brandy in the building.
I like your Ugg.
Oh, yo,
shout out to Devastator. Devastator been on LA.
We got big time stars in here with us today.
We do got big time stars. We're gonna bring.
It's not Devastator.
Destroyer. Yo, listen. If you know,
he is so disrespectful.
Can you turn
into
a porn star, nigga?
What you gonna do about it?
DJ Destroyer.
What you gonna do about it?
Why all your names sound like a porn star? The Destroyer. The Devastator. Is he a DJ or a porn star?
Both.
That's why he always be
he got a part-time job.
He's both. Hey, yo, man, shout out to Shy.
He wear ball. He got ball here with low top socks.
Mook, stop. Don't kill him, Mook. Look at his face. You know, he got that half-ass laugh. You know, he embarrassed and shit.
Yo.
Don't do that, all right?
I quit.
Shout out my man, Destroyer. All right. Hey, shout out to Sha. Chocolate Diamond, BBW Nation. Lickney Nation. Shout out to P5. Shout out to Petty. Shout out to whole nobody's crew.
I don't know. You know that's some crazy shit. Licking knees, that's some wild shit.
I feel like if you lick the back of a knee.
That's the least I can lick.
Like, if you lick the back of my knee, you might do a little like something.
I can lick the back, the front.
Don't you got a technique already, bro.
Right.
Let's
you thought about this.
She put it in my head.
Oh, okay.
See, this is what we talk about when Shy and I here. They talk about the knee lick nation. She can't even identify it for y'all. Y'all just making up your own shit.
What you call it? What you call it? What
knee lick nation.
Okay.
What you thought I said?
Some other shit.
See,
wow.
Shame, man. Yeah, I mean, it's No Advisory Podcast, man. We back at this motherfucker. We took a little hiatus and shit. You know what I mean? Had to get this shit right. But we right, right? Shout out to the No Advisory Punch as well. Please. You know what I mean?
Get some.
You got to shout out to No Advisory Punch.
Get some.
You got to pour your own troubles, though.
Make sure
like
y'all
that.
Come by y'all pouches, though.
I'm sipping on wine.
Yeah, do that.
My poop going to smell like Moscato.
This nigga said poop.
Poop.
Remember the word poop?
Poop. I remember.
Any. Hey, yo, man, so we going to get to this show, man. We got a very special guest with us in the building. You know what I'm saying? Naughty Too Hottie in the building with us. We're going to get to in a few minutes. But first of all, we're going to get this word of the day, man.
Word
you know
of
what
the
I mean?
Day.
I can't sing it all that shit like how the old people used to do it. You know, I can't sing. Shout out to P-Fine. She can sing.
I missed that shit, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's time for the word of the day.
Hey. It's time for the word of the day. Hey.
It's time right, for the word doing. Of the day. I said it's time for the word of the day. Hey, I said it's time for the word of the day.
Hey. We need to record that. We're in the studio right now. We need to record that too.
We're doing something now. You feel me? No.
Facts.
What's
It's on Pro Tools. We got it. There you go.
Shout out to Pro Tools.
Let's release that as a single.
Shout out Geek Squad. We're going to call them Geek Squad.
Oh, wow.
Geek Squad over there got us writing shit. Geek Squad.
We got Zoom calls and shit. We got to get this shit done regardless. But word of the day.
What's the word?
Word of the day.
Incumbent.
What's that mean?
Incumbent. Okay.
Just like the president, the ex-president, Donald Trump, he was the incumbent president to President Joe Biden.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like that's how you use the word.
Okay.
But I'm the definition.
That's the real meaning?
No, let me give you the real meaning. The real meaning is necessary for someone as a duty or responsibility.
Okay.
Morally binding.
Morally binding. So, got it.
So Donald Trump was the incumbent president during this election, and then he was defeated by the new president-elect, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't how my people use it, though.
How do people use it?
That ain't how my people used it, though. My mama, I'm fucked up. I was fucked up for a little while, you feel me? That, but niggas get fucked up every now and again.
Okay.
You feel me? Uh-huh. It be like that sometimes.
Preach. Uh-huh.
So I hit my mama up because that's the only motherfucker that I can come to. You feel me? That I can feel I can come to for help.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? Initially.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So I come to her like,
uh-huh.
Like mama, like, let me hold something. Like, let me hold like 5,000.
Uh-huh.
Mama say, boy, you got me fucked up. My incumbent.
My income bent.
She say, my pocket's on you, got me. I'm like, I don't think that's how the word used, mama. You feel me? Like, I don't think that's... But yeah, though, that's how my mama used it. But word of the day, y'all, incumbent.
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 Okay. My
incumbent. My mama say, my incumbent. Fuck,
I can't use that in a... I can't use that in a different word. I'm sorry.
You can't use that?
Nah, I can't. Can y'all use that shit in a different phrase?
Incumbent. Nah.
I can't do it, B. Incumbent.
I would have to think on it for sure.
Gang, gang.
Everybody, it's Chocolate Diamond, a.k.a. Sha, queen of the Knee Lick Nation.
Hold up. I like how everybody in unison and shit. They got on shirts and shit. Yeah, unison, P-Fine. You know I be coming with the words and shit. That's good. Squad. Okay. We
look good. Yeah, and you in this, son.
Oh, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Word of the day is part two. Yeah, yeah.
You in this,
you in this, son.
Damn, you
that
quick.
That was on the spot. Straight like that. Straight like that.
Yeah, he quick. I can't do that quick. All right, so we had the word of the day with my man fucking Mookie. Incumbent, right? That was the word? Mm-hmm. Incumbent.
Incumbent.
Okay.
You got to spell it, bro, because I don't think I know how.
Incumbent.
I don't think that's the right way to use it.
I-N-C-U-N, nigga. That's it.
B-E-N-T.
Yeah, incumbent. Yeah, I said that shit was fucked up. I said I-N-C-U-M-B-N-T.
C-U-M. He stopped at M.
That's the ghetto way.
He said, and that's how I been.
Yeah. Incumbent.
I-N-C-U-M, and that's
what's
how
the correct
been.
Spelling? What's the correct spelling of the word?
I-N-C-U-M-B-E-N-T.
That's what the fuck I said.
I-N-C-U-M-B-E-N-T. I said I-N-C-U-M-B-E-N-T. I said I-N-C-U-M-B-U-N-T. I said I-N-C-U-M-B-U-N-T. I said I-N-C-U-M-B-U-N-T. Incumbent. That's a joke.
Hey, yo, Mook is drunk and high at the same time.
Incumbent.
But that's what I just said. I just said I-N-C-U-M-B-E-N-T. That's what I just said.
You did.
Right. I tried to do it the black way, but it's actually the actual way.
No, I didn't even know how to spell it. That was why I was asking. I'm like, is that how you even spell that? He used that kind of...
I wouldn't tell see,
P-Fine tried to play me and it was actually right. I ain't stop at M. I said I-N. I said N-C-U-N. Yeah, I did because I wanted to be funny. Like, income, right? See, income. See how that was trying to be funny?
Income.
Shut up.
Crickets.
I'm trying to be funny and shit. I'm not Mookie and shit. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got all the fucking jokes and shit. Anyway, hey, yo, you got a blur. What you got? What you got, Sha? Like,
yes. I'm so glad to be back to do Blurred Alerts. But this Blurred Alert goes out to Chadwick Boseman. Today was his birthday. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Wakanda.
So this time I decided to go a little bit chemistry-wise and put you on game to stuff. And so everybody knows I'm your resident blurred. If you don't know what that is, it's a black nerd, and that's what I'm here for. So I wanted to talk about the dark and weird side of science and see if y'all know that this could happen. First thing is something where a woman can get pregnant while being pregnant. Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm. What? Say that again?
A woman can be pregnant, well, can get pregnant by while being
yeah, I
pregnant.
Heard that. Okay.
You heard about that,
yes.
Right? So have you ever heard of her doing it three times?
No.
Okay. So that's is what is called superfetation. And then where two guys impregnate the same woman with two different eggs, that is another method. Y'all know that can happen, right? Mm-hmm.
That's called whole dick nation.
Nah, they had that case.
Whole Nick Nation.
Nah,
man,
she got some
good
pussy pregnant or not.
Like, word from two different cells to be up in. Shit.
I'm stressed.
Shit. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh. Then also.
That shit crazy.
Anybody watch the show How to Get Away with Murder?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Y'all want to know one way to do it?
Wait, hold up. We got to cut these cameras off. What you talking about?
Listen, I'm just saying. All right.
So another way that you can, you know, I'm kill about to
walk
someone.
Out. I'm about to walk out.
Don't walk out. Don't.
You'll miss out. No. What's up? How you doing?
All right. Potassium. You know, our body naturally makes potassium. So anytime there's like a little levels of potassium, either they're elevated or not, the doctors be like, okay, it's something that happened natural. So you can get over-the-counter potassium and inject it into somebody's arm, bloodstream. And if you do that, it will basically put them in cardiac arrest. And by the time that the coroners look at the body, they can be like, oh, it was due to natural causes.
Wait a minute, hold on. What she said? What you said now?
Yeah. She watched Law and Order.
Now you want to know.
What episode was that?
I was
what season?
I'm
episode?
Sorry.
I'm just saying.
How do you know that?
How do you, so you say peroxide in somebody and you could kill them?
Potassium.
Oh, potassium.
From your body.
From your body. Wait, you could kill somebody from potassium from your body?
Yeah. No, don't listen to him. You can get it over the counter.
Oh, okay, okay.
And inject someone with potassium into their immediate in their bloodstream and then.
Wait, so you say I could go to the counter right now and get potassium and inject that in somebody and kill them?
Yes.
Shit, they're going to cut us off.
And
because
I'm
going to
tell you.
Kill motherfuckers legally.
Just a quick way to do it, if like the, you know someone snoring, like your significant is snoring, they got their tongue lifted up, you can inject a little bit inside their little tongue. And by the time anybody checks their body, there's no injection site because it automatically starts to heal. And then next thing you know, of course,
listen,
your partner
listen,
is
we
dead.
Don't condone no murders and nothing
I'm
like
just
that.
Giving the people some scientific
what if they just keep
facts.
Bananas in all their meals.
Right. That too.
I mean, that bananas don't produce that much potassium all at one time in order to have that type of effect. But there has been people, if you ever watch like 100 Ways to Die, stuff like that.
All right, hold on. Let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. Hold on, because I want to digest this all. So you're saying any one of us could go to the pharmacy, Rite Aid, or what's the pharmacies out here?
Yeah. Walgreens.
We go to Walgreens. CVS. Put in Walgreens. Say, hey, let me get some potassium. It'll have to be prescribed, huh?
No.
So we could say, let me get some potassium, right?
Right.
Get the potassium. Your girl or man, whatever the case may be, in the bed is sleeping. You put the shit in the needle while the nigga's sleeping or the girl's sleeping, and you can stick that shit in her tongue, and she dies, and you get away with murder?
Get away with murder.
And you know it's only probably like $4.88 at Walmart.
You said what?
It's probably only $4.88 at Walmart.
You know what?
She'll be with a fat ass tongue.
Hey, listen. What's
the
only
thing is, I mean, that's a good way because, you know, everybody knows you use lye and stuff to let the body decompose and stuff like that. But instead of having to get rid of the body, you can basically just, you know.
Okay, I have to ask this question because you just going through this shit too smoothly. Have you ever killed anybody?
It's gonna be a skeleton with
you can't ask her that on camera.
We done told her to kill motherfuckers. What you mean? I can't ask her how if she killed somebody.
Please don't.
That's not incriminating. We're incriminating ourselves right now by telling the whole world how to fucking kill motherfuckers.
I mean, I know
legally.
This is the wrong generation to give the information to. However,
is the tongue gonna decompose?
No.
I feel like it's gonna be a skeleton with a live ass tongue in that bitch.
Hey, yo, you know we're going to get reported for this show, right?
What?
You know we're going to get reported for this show, right?
I mean, we're not going to get reported.
Fez got us tapped right now.
I mean,
you know,
Google
more views.
This is on Google? I challenge anybody to Google.
Hey,
we got people
right
out here.
Do not,
Google
unless you got a ghost IP address,
yeah.
Do not Google that because they will look at your search history.
This is an incriminating
show. But I just hit me up. I got where to use. You can get onto the black web and all of that. I got y'all, you know.
Hey, that was
us
the
nerds be knowing.
Alert. And we do not, disclaimer, we do not condone any murdering. That is not what we do here at Nord Advisory Podcast.
We don't.
Okay, disclaimer.
We don't.
Because she done told how to go to Walgreens, get a needle, potassium, and kill a motherfucker in his sleep.
Overdosing.
Listen, I don't want to see none of y'all motherfuckers on a TV. Please. Don't. Let's, kids, people don't try this out.
You did not hear from me. And if you did, my name is Trap Sid.
Okay. Whoa.
Whoa, what?
All right, bitch. Keep that in mind.
That was
Blurred Alert. I miss you guys. Hi, everybody.
Man, how you doing?
Hey, yo, before we get into
how your holiday been? Because I've been trying to ask you that.
My holiday?
Yeah, how your holidays been?
My holiday is good. I was with the family and all that, you know.
Y'all
not
kicked it,
huh?
Y'all kicked in the shit.
Well, what was that? Why that shit went off like that?
Was it hell of y'all? Just a couple of y'all.
That, you know.
Listen, we gotta stop. I don't play with ghosts and shit. Yeah, how's my what you said?
The holidays.
Yes, the holidays was good. What you over there laughing for? The fuck
so
funny?
Hilarious. You were the joke. Like, you are.
Why I gotta be the joke?
You are funny right now.
I am not funny. That's Mook's job. I'm just here to just be here. Hey, yes, my weekend, my Thanksgiving was good. How was your Thanksgiving and shit, man, and all that?
It was pretty dope, bro.
Pretty dope. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's what I was.
How was everybody Thanksgiving? How was anybody Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving, Kay? This thing over there. What are you doing? Who are you texting over there? How was your destroyer? How was your? I said it right this time, right? How was your devastation? I'll call you that shit all day, nigga.
I need a cup.
I that all day.
With y'all on.
Nah, but did y'all see the my joint was good. It was very good. I spent it with the family and all that, you know. So not the whole family because, you know, with COVID and shit, but it was all right. You know what I'm saying? How was y'all? You good? Your shit was good? Everybody was good?
Mom was good. Me and my family did community service.
Community service?
We fed 1,000 families in hotels.
That fed 1,000 families? Shit.
Thanksgiving meal, yeah. Turkey, mac and cheese, green beans.
Oh.
I did get that tapping. Go home with some Hawaiian rolls, though. Shout out to them.
What do you want? You said they were living in hotels?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was different places in Charlotte. And it was like, you know, people that didn't have, like, access to a real kitchen to cook a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. Did y'all see the fight? Let's talk about that. Yeah, right quick.
Can we talk about Snoop Dogg commentary?
Oh, it was
Snoop
hilarious.
Snoop Dogg is ultimate. That's the ultimate commentator.
It was hilarious.
It
was a draw.
It was a draw.
Tyson.
Well, really, Tyson won.
Tyson won.
Roy Jones hurting like a bitch today.
Did y'all see the interview? Mike Tyson was like, smoking weed is a part of me. It's who I am. I smoke weed before the fight. I smoke weed after the fight. It's a part of me.
But I didn't catch that part. Yeah.
You didn't catch that? It was like the post. No, it wasn't. It was like the post-game. Yeah. Post joint interview.
It was hilarious.
But I think that calmed Mike Tyson down, actually. Yeah. The weed did, smoking. Bro. Cause that nigga, he could have killed Roy Jones.
He
in
was
there.
Trying to.
No, he wasn't. He didn't throw not one uppercut. If he threw that uppercut, he would have killed Roy Jones.
And then he would be disqualified because it was gonna cause a cut.
Can we talk about?
Yeah, damn sure would have caused. No, he would have died. It wouldn't have caused a cut. He'd have been dead.
If they fight again, who would win?
Tyson. He shouldn't fight Tyson again. Because Tyson's going to go out and really kill him next time he fight.
Tyson was mad to fight. He won the 3 minutes around.
Yeah.
He did. He looked like he could do 3 minutes around, though. Mm-hmm. He was that in shape. Who sparked my interest to fight Mike Tyson? Is nobody. Feel as an opponent?
Yeah, as far as weight class, it's nobody.
Ass. Nobody.
The nigga that beat his ass.
I was, no. I would like to see, what's his name that knocked him out? What's his name?
Holyfield?
No, not Holyfield. The one that knocked him out first. I would like to see that.
Buster Douglas.
I would like to see that rematch. Now? Yeah, that'd make money.
That'd make
Is
money.
Is he even still living?
Tyson versus Buster
Is he alive?
Douglas.
I think he alive.
You think
Why
so?
You wishing death of all people?
I Buster know, Douglas, oh my God. Now you going to think I'm...
That's fucked
your
up.
Ass I'm the... It's Mike Tyson. About to beat your ass.
He said, I'm still
Buster
part
Douglas
of Halloween.
Get your ass in shape because Mike Tyson about to beat your ass.
Yo, I will pay to see that shit. I won't even stream that.
Hey, start
I will pay.
Right here, right now. That's the myth right now.
That would be an ultimate fight right there. That would be the ultimate. Buster Douglas and
you know
Mike.
You can talk things into happening.
We can. Mm-hmm. Let's talk that shit into fruition.
Hey, mm-hmm.
Says it,
that's what it is.
Mike Tyson, you better go beat Buster Douglas' ass because that nigga beat your ass back in the day and fucked you up.
Who? This is him right here?
Oh, he's still alive.
He's still alive. He look, he got a little gut.
He be out. He
Don't
got
worry
boobs,
about it.
Too.
I like how he said a little gut
as a boxer.
I mean,
Mike Tyson lost 100 pounds.
He beat Debo ass and he cold.
He want this fight to happen.
He can fight Tyson just like that.
Mookie gonna make it happen.
Mookie gonna make it happen.
He could beat Debo ass and he cold.
Bro, so how old is Tyson, though?
54.
Buster Douglas younger than him, though, right?
Probably Roy Jones' age, if that, right?
Oh, so that's 51. Younger. Yeah, is that 50-51?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be a good fight. I'll
he looks
pay to see
old
that
in
fight.
That picture.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Google's your friend. Just somebody Google how old is Buster Douglas. Say Siri, how old is Buster Douglas? She'll tell you. The fuck?
She will?
Yeah.
Wait, in
Cyrus.
The meantime,
wait, that's not Siri.
Can we talk about how Nate Robinson got knocked
out? Wait, hold
up.
Wait.
Well, you got a brother? Gonna bring that shit up.
Yeah, because I did see that.
What? Say it again.
He's 60?
He's 60? Damn.
He older than Mike? Oh, that'd be a great fight. Mike gonna kill that nigga.
You better.
Mike can kill him.
That is,
you
better. That's not fair.
Mike gonna slaughter him.
You better.
He's yeah, Mike can kill him.
Let that man sit in his wheelchair.
No, I don't think he should fight. That's dead. We got a very special guest in the motherfucking building with us today. Yeah. Let's give her a round of applause for Nordy Too Hottie. Let's give her a round of applause. Woo! Shit.
Girl, you ready, Jay? We got three things that we ask you at No Advisor. You know we got to do it every time. We gonna ask you who you are, where you from, and what the fuck you do.
Of course.
Okay. Well, I'm Nautica. I'm from Gastonia, North Carolina, and I'm an artist.
Okay. Shout out to the Gas House.
What are you talking about?
Shout out to the Gas House.
Already.
It's rare to hear people say that they from Gastonia.
Yeah, like a lot of people don't claim it. It is what it is with me. If I said I was from Charlotte, you know I wasn't. So,
but you like it here in the town, though, right?
I mean, I like it pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much the same, really.
Facts. So, tell us right now. You know what I'm saying? What you've been up to? What you've been working on? And if you got anything like upcoming or whatever, you can, you know, like if you could spill any type of information for real.
Well, I just put out a project, R&B hip hop. It's called Naughty If You Nasty, and I'm working on putting out visuals, things like that, on this upcoming year.
Okay.
Big facts. Okay. Big facts. That's a move.
So I know me and Jay actually had a chance to meet you back, I think, CIAA at the Media Girls on tour. It was super lit. Shout out to Media Girls on tour. But to see you now, I see that there's like a complete rebrand.
Right.
So what was like the inspiration behind that?
So that kind of ties into like my project. I started off like with pink hair. As you saw, I had more of a hip hop rap girl type image. And that was basically, I guess, I'm not going to say listening to other people, but taking a lot of other people's advice and what was trendy now and getting wrapped up in the mix with that. And then the rebrand now basically was me pulling from my own inspiration and figuring out what I actually liked about myself instead of listening to other people. Okay. So it's like, I guess you could say it's more of a normal image, but in the same sense, like if you put normal up against like everybody that's doing something different, it stands out regardless.
Right, right. That's facts.
All
right.
My next question is, what drives you? What drives you to sing, or is there any motivation behind it?
Yes, I actually have a 2-year-old.
Oh, 2-year-old. And he's terrible twos.
Terrible twos.
Like. Okay, I can relate. I can relate.
Yeah. So.
That's got to be tough, though. My bad.
No, it really is. I was actually going to speak on that before I came here. He's something else. But to answer your question, when I first started singing, it was mainly for fun, and other people were kind of pushing me to do it just because I could. So after I had him, that's when I really got serious, and I'm like, oh, like this is something I really have to accomplish because, I mean, it's more than me just trying to make this happen. I got to do this for him, too.
My bad. I'm down here clowning and shit. My fault. Man, though, I ain't even gonna lie. I was over here fucking with her, so I didn't even hear what you were saying. Unfortunately, my bad. I ain't trying to be disrespectful. Okay. We be in here clowning and shit, so you know. I'm dead serious. I apologize.
I'm surprised you admitted it.
I don't mean
to
be offensive and shit. I know we in here for a couple minutes, so I'm just trying to lighten the mood up. But my fault.
My bad. So I got a question, because I didn't. How you doing? I'm Mookie. I'm the nigga that ain't got no sense. Now that we know each other. All right, so look.
You already know what's going on, right?
I done stalked your page, you know what I'm saying? I listened to your music. You got some good music, by the way. You know what I mean? I done liked all your pictures, you know what I'm saying? Watched your tweets, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't seen no sign
of no nigga, though. You feel me? So what's up? You feel me? 2-part question. You got a nigga, and if not, what's up?
Just on the spot.
You put me on spot.
See, just answer the first one. Just answer the first one. Are you single?
I got a little
entanglement.
Don't call it that. If it's something, don't call it that.
Situationship.
Situationship.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Don't call it an entanglement. That's already. Yeah. Come on, man. I don't do it. I'm just saying for the people that do. But
nah. What inspires your music though? Because I was listening to some tracks.
What tracks? Are you speaking on specifically?
No comment.
Or on my own. That's kind of what I thought about. So, like, for
Bougie.
Me.
Bougie. So I was listening to some specific tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, this, you know what I'm saying? What inspires your music? Like, what is it that inspires? Do you write for yourself? Or?
I do write a lot of my own material. So for me, it goes kind of like, I'm more of an energy type artist. I don't really go by storyline, where a lot of people pick up a storyline and carry out throughout the artist. I pick up different songs, and whatever the beat kind of makes me feel, I try to reflect on different things in my life. So like no comment, like obviously talking about talking about a nigga doing some shit he had no business doing, and me saying basically like no comment, it is what it is. Like I peep a moving court.
I relate to that song. That's why I'm like no comment.
Okay, she done been hurt. We done been there.
That. The whole song.
Y'all feel that one? Mm-hmm. So as far as like you know what drives you and what inspires you, who is somebody that you say you would you kind of look forward to making some projects with or working with in the near future?
Well, I would have to for sure meet Tina Turner. She's like my biggest inspiration. But to work with, I would say either Kanye West or Rihanna. Just because, yeah, they're very like diverse in the way that they dress and with the way they make music. So I feel like they would compliment me well.
That's dope. You say you want to meet Tina. So what would you ask her?
First of all, like, how your legs still look that good. That's number one. And then two, like, she's been performing for like 40-50 years now, so it's like at what point do you take a break and just figure out like where you are mentally, because that's kind of what I've been like dealing with, just trying to keep going mentally, because it's not even the physical shit that gets you, it's all in your mind.
That's a long time though. I feel like you gotta be in shape to do that. You know what I'm saying? So that's tough.
I want to know what genre, because you know how people have trap soul, you know, you got neo soul, you know, you got the regular R&B and stuff like that. What do you consider yours?
I would consider it more of like new age R&B and then like urban pop.
Urban pop?
Because there's like elements of hip hop and also kind of rap, but it's more so on that R&B, urban pop type.
Singing B.
Yeah. Would you ever do a crossover song?
Like what? Like maybe
Ariana
country?
Grande? Or, yeah, like a Tim McGraw.
I would definitely do something like Miley Cyrus. Like, anything like that to put me, like, in a different box, because that's kind of, like, what my brand is, like, breaking the boundaries of what people already got for black women.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope.
All right, my next question. So, R&B, even rap, is filled with colorism. You know that. How do you feel coming in the game on the chocolate spectrum and the brown spectrum? How do you feel to combat that when most of the times you see the successful ones are the lighter ones? I mean, it's sad, but it's true.
It's very true. And like me, I was one of those people who always like picked up on it. And it's like sometimes you really gotta, I'm not even gonna say ignore it, but I guess put yourself in a mind to where no matter what somebody else think, regardless if you don't like dark skinned women or not, like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, period. Like, it just is what it is. And for me, this year especially has been one of those years where instead of looking out for other people to like me, I've just decided to just continue to do what I'm going to do. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And at that point, it's really between me and the fans.
Period. Preach. I love that.
So I want to know, what song that you have put out so far do you think is a song that really caught, like, everybody's attention or really got people to start listening?
That really got people to start listening to you?
Coca.
Coca. Okay.
Like, people love that song. And that's not even my favorite song on the project.
Really?
At all. My favorite is Zonin.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's the one you've been playing, like, promoting as your single lately, huh?
But no comment. It's good, too.
Oh, my fault.
See, I'm not in my feelings right now. If I was in my feelings, then I'd lean more towards that.
Well, I guess I was the depressed one then, I guess.
Right. Excuse me, who are you?
Huh?
Who are you?
I'm nobody. I'm sorry.
Welcome back, motherfucker.
I'm a guy that stays in the background and doesn't do shit. Okay. Mate. I got a question. Listen, right? Because we know with music, do you feel like you got to like over-sexualize yourself in music in order to be heard or seen? Because like a lot of women, it seems like in the industry now, they talk about scamming niggas, fucking all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that I'm, you know, I like hearing, but, you know, I guess that's the wave. Do you feel you have to do that in order to be heard?
I feel like a lot of times you kind of have to simplify things for people to understand. So, like, say, like, clearly talking to you, you have a very wide vocabulary. Like, you really know what you're talking about. You brought up some things that I was just like, what? You know what I'm saying? But everyone isn't like that. So, to reach more people first, I feel like you do kind of have to, you know, bring it down a notch and talk about things that pretty much anybody understand, which is sex, obviously.
So. Facts. Like Jay-Z said, you gotta dumb it down.
You
for
gotta
kind of,
yeah, and then once you start getting to a point where no matter what you put out, people gonna listen anyway, then you hit them with the knowledge.
Facts. Yeah, she was prepped for this interview.
What?
She was prepped. Who's that? Who's this young lady back here with you?
Right here?
Yes.
Oh, that's my momager.
Oh, that's your momager. Hi, momager.
Right.
She's like,
when she get on it, she's like, listen, girl.
I'm a PG-13 my questions.
They was in there smoking, weeding and all that shit.
Here trying to holler at your daughter. We sorry.
Now I almost hollered at the mama.
Yeah, I was about to say no. Definitely no.
I am sorry, mama jerk.
Got ass too.
This is not the way we normally act. No, I'm lying to you. This it is.
Shout out to all the beautiful black women in here today. Major shout out to all the black beautiful black women in here today. Big shout out to them
all. Big queens.
But
love black women.
Go ahead.
I ain't want to cut you. I ain't want to cut you off. So I just had really one last question for you. 2020 has been a crazy year, you know. How are you feeling right now about like the state of the world in general?
Like, the world, it's kind of sad, to be honest, but I'm one of those people where I focus on positive more than anything. So, for me, I try to just keep pushing, keep my head focused on what I've been doing, and staying off of social media. Like, that's been one thing that I'm just like, I'm not even reading shit no more. Because every single day, somebody dying, somebody crying, something happening. And it's just like, I feel like once you constantly looking at that over and over, it's going to manifest in your life. So, I'm just trying to tap out of it.
Damn, so you ain't even see me like your shit the fuck up then. I just stalked your page, like, all your shit. You ain't even see it because you ain't even on social media.
She lived.
Damn.
Look, my living. Mama was checking my stuff, though.
All right, mom. That was me. Follow me back.
Why you ain't sliding the DMs, though?
Now with me, mamas, I'm a PG-13 my DMs now.
You knew what it was from the beginning. Not sure why you caught all in your feelings. I know that wet had you out of whipping. Spazzing on me, I got you tripping. I told you from the jump that I ain't want a man. Relationship wasn't a part of the plan. Fucked you too good, now you're telling your friends. All that simp shit got you all in a mess, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry that you said you didn't want to hear about sex, but that's like my favorite song.
So can I ask you a question? As a person who's like, my bad, like as a role model now, for people that are coming up and maybe want to do what you're doing, how do you kind of like mentor them and tell them to do what works for them, but not like, how do you explain what you do as far as, you know, growing up and still telling them that they should do it their way?
Well, me personally, my whole movement is for single mothers, specifically black women. So I really go based on like actions more than words. Right. So for me, instead of like going out of my way to say, this is what you need to be doing, this is what you need to be doing, follow my hustle by actually following my hustle. You get what I'm saying? And I feel like after all of this is said and done, after I've done what I wanted to do as an artist, I want to come back and do like mentorships for single mothers, specifically like telling them how to get out of their situations or better their situations, or even like say my personal goal wasn't to get married, but if it was, how can we get you there? Or how can we get you in your career with your kid? Things like that.
Okay.
I like it.
I love that. I would like to have you on another type of forum that speaks to, because I was a teenage mother, and I'm, of course, a single mother. So I definitely will love to have you come on board to even talk to, you know, those young mothers, because they need the guidance.
Exactly.
You know, they try to do, they think it's cool, and like, well, I want to get pregnant, I want to have this, and seeing it glorified on social media.
And it's not easy.
And it's not easy. So, yeah, most definitely. I definitely agree with that.
All right, so R&B, right? So what's your genre of music, you feel? Because I know I just interviewed my man Antonio Ramsey, and he has his genre is funk track.
That's like, what that new advisory punch dude, for real.
Wait, yeah, did you get a cup?
I did not.
Listen, hold up. Get my girl Nordia a cup.
First of all, another disclaimer, we do not advise no peer pressure, but, you know, I highly suggest that you try some.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. All right, now we got to ask some questions now. Hold on, take one more sip.
Is this even punch?
Huh? That is punch. Listen, shout out to my man, Merce.
Right, okay.
We forgot to add an extra element of ingredient in there. I decided not to put that ingredient in there.
He ain't at the
because
punch.
it didn't really add up. You know what I mean? So that's why I was like, all right, you good? Okay, your insides is off.
A little steamy.
Ooh,
that's
okay.
What I'm talking
about. You know? Because when you come on the advisor, man, you have to get the punch. That is our true serum right there.
Right.
That gets you amped up. So if you ask some dumb shit, it'll probably go over your head because you're too a little tipsy. You won't even know what the fuck we act.
See, how do you deal with the Mookies? We're going to put a name to it.
Well, to
he's
honest,
the face of the Thirsties.
Like, he's honestly the first person to do it, like, in my face, to be honest. Normally, that's it's the access. Like, it's the DMs and social media, so you really can avoid it, but... This is my first time being questioned in person.
Oh, so what's
and
the
on the podcast?
What's the oh see like the digger that, first?
Like the new advisory first. Way straight up.
So what's no the craziest DM you ever had in your shit? What's the craziest?
No, that's like the most common. Like I keep getting out.
Wait, hold on, cause you said sugar baby. I never heard that phrase before. No. Wait, I didn't know. I thought y'all was like MILFs. No.
What? MILFs? I mean, our mothers I like to fuck, dude.
You don't know we got kids.
Huh?
Like what?
Even if you didn't have kids, I just thought it was MILF. I never heard no. sugar baby before. What the fuck is a sugar
like
baby?
Mother, I like to fuck.
But I, no. right, sugar mamas or some shit.
No.
What?
Listen, listen. A sugar.
I never
listen,
heard a sugar
listen,
baby.
A sugar. Listen, listen. A sugar baby.
You are far from a
sugar,
baby.
No, listen. A sugar.
But you're younger than him. God,
fuck it.
Y'all gonna have to break down this lingo.
Okay, listen, listen.
A sugar baby makes no sense.
I'm gonna explain it to you.
Yes, please. Do.
Okay. A sugar baby,
baby
is someone that yes. has an older male figure in her life, male or female, financially.
That's your sugar supported. Mama, right?
No.
I'm sorry. We got to listen. I'm sorry.
Listen, that's the sugar happens. Baby okay. is the recipient. A sugar mother or a sugar father is the giver. He the one or she the one giving the money. I'm the one taking.
What if you're
the
a young
money?
Nigga with money?
So
what
why
am I?
You? So why it gotta sugar be baby? Why it can't be sugar woman?
Right.
Like, but why it gotta be a baby? You got baby. You got toddlers. You got adolescents. This shit is crazy. I've never heard.
I don't really, but I don't really feel like a sugar baby is a gold digger though, because y'all come to us. We don't go to y'all. That is true.
Are you a sugar baby?
My sugar daddies came to me.
Okay, Miss Nordica says she's not a sugar baby. I've listened. This is the first. This is the first time for everything. I have never heard of the phrase sugar baby.
That's because you're old.
I've never heard of that.
That's because you're old, dude. It's a millennial term.
You always tell us Google it.
Right, Google it.
Google. Somebody pull up an Ask Siri.
I got you.
What is a sugar baby? You got Cyrus or Siri? You got a male or female? What is your shit? Oh, you got Google Assistant. She got an Android. Shout out to Androids. Shout out to Android. I love Androids. I'm sorry. We had random conversations that we get back to you in a minute. We got you. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right.
A sugar baby is someone who receives financial and or material gifts in exchange for a relationship. The sugar daddy or mama is usually much older than the sugar baby. According to the Urban Dictionary, a sugar baby can be anyone that fits the definition regardless of their gender or expression.
No age.
It's no age.
No.
It's a receiver and a giver. So a receiver is a sugar baby. The sender, yeah.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
You better get up on it. It's a whole website. It's a whole website. If y'all don't know, I'm on it.
I got a question. So if an older nigga is the sugar daddy,
I'm a baby.
The younger person is the sugar Diamond. Baby, right? What happened when the younger nigga is the sugar? The nigga is younger.
Right. Whatever you said.
Okay.
Then the bitch, she supplies okay.
a sugar fetus.
What happens?
What are they?
No. Okay, so that would be a cougar. Money, that would be, wait,
and
what?
The cougar got getting all the reaping all the benefits.
He a tree.
What is that called?
Right. What is, what's the sugar?
He's a trick.
What's the sugar pronoun on down to that? What's that?
What's yeah, that that's just a trick, dude.
Let me break this down because
it's the relationship.
Because I'm a mountain lion. I'm not a cougar yet. I'm a mountain lion. And so since I'm a mountain lion.
So I'm a trick.
I'm not quite a cougar. I'm not quite a cougar yet. But I'm still up there. But I'm still in my prime. So, you know, we got a cub, we got a mountain lion, and we got a cougar. You know, y'all are cubs. You are, yes, y'all two, are. You're cubs. You're cubs. Mountain lions is a part of the cougar family. Mountain lion is part of the cougar family. So I'm a mountain lion, okay? I'm not quite a cougar. I got a couple of years before I'm a cougar. Yeah, so basically, the cougar is it's a predator, basically, but she's looking for something younger. But they're actually dating. It's a type of relationship. It's a sugar baby and a sugar daddy. It's nothing but companionship and financial benefits for the sugar baby. So there's no real relationship but a financial type situation. But when you are a cougar, it's just your age, no matter if you're dating someone or not. You just like younger men. They don't necessarily take care of them. It's a give and take. A cougar sometimes do it on a higher spectrum only because it's in a relationship. a sugar daddy, a sugar mama is not technically a relationship. They just, you know, hey, sometimes it don't even have to be sexual favors. I have been a sugar baby and I only gave a hug and I went out to eat into the date. They just want someone to hang with, and yeah, they give you money. And then, you know, and if you happen to touch their hand and say, baby, how was your day? You might get a hefty tip. So, yeah.
Nautica, let me be your sugar daddy.
First of all, you are not old or not.
Wait, I know. I'm just playing. That's why I said.
You would be a boyfriend.
We just did a whole fucking tutorial on. I was going to ask you, if you had one classification to be classified under, what would you be classified under? Or what would you want to be classified under?
Like in the sugar baby
time? In the whole sugar shit that we just fucking gave.
Right now, I'd rather be a sugar baby, but like when I get older, I'd rather be a cougar.
I didn't hear mountain lion in there, though. Because I don't know where the fuck that shit came from. All right,
wait,
go ahead.
In no advisory fashion, have you ever experienced getting your knees licked?
My knees?
Yeah, I'm going to educate you if you haven't. I'm like, please tell me.
And if not, do you want to?
Listen, and these are your friends that are with you?
I don't think I done got my knees licked.
You never experienced it? Or you don't remember, but you probably have. Okay, so I just recommend, you know, I recommend... You don't even have to do anything else.
Just your knees?
But your knees. I know you like not very inquisitive. Now your thighs can be apart, but it's best if they grip a hold of it while they're licking your knees, where you can feel that, you know, the nails in it, you know, while they're licking your knees. And it's on a whole nother level. You don't have to worry about them licking the knees.
In her face
I'm just trying to put you on game. You know, me being the queen of the knee lick nation. Okay?
You be making them lick your knees?
I make them lick my knees. And you know what's so funny? I'm going to tell you what's so funny. I be telling them when these girls be like something, something, something. I'm like, but, you know, he was licking my knees. So you can't say nothing when my knee was in your mouth. You know, that's, you know, how I get them. They be like, yeah. Well, what? Yeah, what? Yeah, knees in the mouth. So, you know. So, I'm telling you, experience that.
I will.
Trust me. Trust me.
Nigga like
and
I'm
going to tell you, make sure they do the front and the back.
I'm ticklish, though.
And
my legs.
If they tickle you, they're not doing it right.
Okay.
That's, if you're tickled, they're not doing it right. All right?
Okay.
All right?
Wait.
No nibbles. No actual lick. Okay,
I'm intrigued too. So, like, when they do it, should they do it in like a circular motion?
Now,
just I'm about to go
up and down.
Cause you know I'm working on some things.
Up and down. I like X's. I like when they do X's.
I can see that.
You know, when they X marks the spot. You know, I like when they do that. But it's the whole part of that. When they get the front, it's gonna shock you, right?
Uh-huh.
But then when they head to the back, as they gripping your thigh and lifting your leg up, and you know, I hate to get X-rated, but this is no advisory.
Wait, what?
If I'm grabbing,
I hate to get X-rated.
My mind was something else.
Listen,
I'm going for the bullseye.
You going for the bullseye? Listen, I'm telling you. While they doing that, and then the one hand is on the handlebars, okay, while the other one is holding the leg, and they lick up and down, they bite it just a tad bit, and it's very sensitive, so it's going to send you to a frenzy, and next thing you know, and it's not a fetish, it's a form of foreplay. That's what I'm here to do, educate the masses, you know, blurt. All right, here you go.
I like how she's super descriptive.
Me too.
Whoa. How the fuck did you come back after that shit? She done described a whole erotic over there, over the knee. Now I'm about to want to go home.
We got murder. Say, we got sex. It gets no better.
Hey, yo. Nordica, you need to come out with a song.
It's a lot of things that knees. Wrong with knees.
And the interlude needs to be her describing it. After you done smashed the song.
I'm going to take this sound bite.
Yes, so that needs to be in there so you can...
Make sure you do the X.
Yes. Now listen, so what you currently working on? Like that shit
is coming up.
Yes, what's coming
right
up?
Right now I'm working on visuals. I first thought I was going to do like a certain type of branding going into 2020, but with everything shutting down and kind of making me start over, it really made me just regroup and have to reimagine what my aesthetic is going to be, my theme, storyline, things like that.
Right, because I know when we had met you, they had alluded to over there at the, what was that, the Media Girls on Tour, you had the pink hair. And I know you had referenced, like, I don't, that's not my niche no more. So what made you do that change?
It was really just me deciding to do what I wanted to do for myself instead of listening to advice from other people.
And who was these other people? Who was these other voices in your head?
I ain't gonna speak on it.
Who was these other voices? What was that shit, Mook? Who was
the conscious?
It's in the past. I don't live in the past.
I am your conscious. Who was in your... Did y'all just have a moment there?
We did. That's the momager. Over there like this.
Don't say that.
Right, they got like eye signals and shit. When they throw the eye signal left, you gotta watch your eyes, yo. Wait, that was a real thing?
Gotta be aware.
Yeah, that was a real thing.
Don't say that.
Listen, this is No Advisory Podcast. This is what we do. You know, this is what we do. We have fun. We stray away sometimes. But, you know, we get back on track and get back to you. You know, we just had a whole fucking spiel about Neelik Nation. Listen, all right, so you, who would you want to work with? What Charlotte artist would you want to work with out here?
Oh, that was a good question. I've already worked with Rich Dunk. Shout out to Rich Dunk.
Shit.
How was the experience with Rich Dunk?
Shout out to Vlad.
He said, how was the experience with Rich Dunk, just in case?
Yes.
Anybody couldn't hear it.
It was different. It was kind of like this, like real chill, just smoking, drinking, having fun, and just kind of going with the vibes type thing.
I mean like the music side of it, because he was going off for trial.
Got a motherfucking translator, man.
Are you more like R&B? How that? I'm trying to just duplicate what he said so that people can hear the question. Did you say rap and B?
It's like talking. Not really. Yeah, it's not actually rapping.
So that's
like
that's another new genre? Rap and B? Yeah. Never heard that before. Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
Google it. Google it.
Oh, Google it then and see if Rap and B comes up. Never heard of that genre before.
But I would work maybe with Fantasia.
Oh, Fantasia. Yeah. Shout out to Fantasia.
When I think you. When I think you. Let me say the big tongue. Baby, when I, never know when you might walk by.
You're not going to do her.
Wait.
I don't have nothing to do with this at all.
He said that's Fantasia.
Hey, I don't know. Like with some artists, right, they have like, a ceiling. Like they say, okay, if I'm not here by this time, then fuck it, I'm going to be a stripper. Right? It's not saying you were. Some girl, she said that shit. That was funny as fuck to me. But I'm just saying, on hindsight, looking at it all, like, do you have like a timeline for you? Like, girl, if I'm not here by this certain time, then I'm gonna do something else.
Well, I definitely have a plan that I follow just to like stay on track of myself, so I know that I'm working hard. But as far as like, I gotta get this award at this time, no, I don't. Because it's like, at the end of the day, What was his name? It was like Michael Jackson. He made Beat It. The producer behind that.
Was it Jenkins?
Who was the producer behind that?
Google's your friend.
It doesn't matter.
He
received it late in age, but it was his biggest hit. So it's like, do you want it now and not be able to keep it going? Or would you rather actually prepare yourself and get it when you're supposed to get it?
Right.
So let me ask you this. Oh, my fault. When you make your music, do you make your music and you try to make it more of like a timeless music like you just described, or do you try to make something and just grow from it like every time you make something?
I do everything based on feeling, how I'm feeling that moment. I've never went to the studio and said, I have to make a timeless record because this is like my career right here. I have to do it. It's just not like that for me. I go in there, I hear the beat. This is what I'm thinking. Or if I'm working with the songwriter, I'm like, this is what just happened to me. Let's figure some shit out. Like, that's really what it is. If you can relate to it, you can. If you can listen to it now and later, you can. If not, then it just is what it is.
Fine. Quick question. Have you ever heard of an artist named Pretty Fine?
I don't think so.
Shout out,
I would like for you to listen to her type of vibe, and I guarantee that might be another person that's in Charlotte that you might want to work with.
Well, I'm willing to work with anybody.
But guess what?
What?
She's right there. She's right there. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Come on down.
But y'all love the spot. Y'all be.
But I do want you to take a little quick listen of her vibe, and I guarantee even her pen is amazing. If you even looking for a songwriter. But she is
one of our no advisory vets. She's here, and she's supporting, you know, of course, us. But she might be an artist that you might just, you know, want to take a listen to, and you'll get very much inspired by her.
Look at Shy making the plugs and shit like that. Look at Shy. Look at that.
We all.
You know what I'm saying?
Shy, do that.
You know what? I got one last question, right? Having your momager as your manager, right? If you go down in like history, it's, I would say it's about like a 80-20 split, where it's like 80% of these motherfuckers like, listen, I can't have my mom's parents, anybody managing me. Mm-hmm. You know, so how has that relationship been with your mom managing you? And if you ever came across a situation where you had to choose, like, my mom's doing too much, I gotta fire her, would you make that decision in order to get to where you gotta go? That's a I'm sorry, I had to ask that question, mommy. It's a tough
he
question
messy
to
for
ask.
Asking
that. That is, that was messy. But
I got another messy question to ask.
Might as well. It's only three.
You gotta ask the juicy questions over here.
Well, I'm very honest with my mom. Like, even whenever we're talking about sex, like, it is what it is. I keep it 100 with her. That's really, like, my only friend. So I'd rather tell her, like, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. It is what it is. Like, right. We got to go our separate ways, but I still love you. I would just do that.
Yo, she answered that shit cold.
It is.
Cold. You done raised her right.
She cold with it.
Raised her right, mama. Okay.
But my mom.
She cold with it.
My mom knows me. She.
I got a question, though.
She always says all the time, like, you'll fire anybody. I really will.
She now, listen, cold. Mom. You my mommy, but
I gotta
shit.
I got to protect my peace. So fact. I get it.
I like that.
I got a question, though, Mercedes.
Mercedes?
I mean. So look, do you watch P Valley?
No.
Do you watch P Valley?
That's the point. That's the point.
Are you trying to say she look like Mercedes?
No, I'm sorry. Do you watch? Have you ever watched P Valley?
No.
All right, so in P Valley, right? Mercedes was a star.
I don't know.
Mercedes got a hell of money, but she gave all her money to her mama, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like her mama was, and since it was her manager. I'm just asking the question.
Are you trying to turn me against my mama?
No.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm talking shit, though. I'm talking shit. I just want to spark some bullshit in the drama in the studio. Man. You got to watch P-Valley, though, man, though. Hey, mama.
She don't know because I don't watch P-Valley either, so I don't know what the
All right, so
about.
Basically what happened in there is, sorry to spoil it.
Yeah, what's the?
Okay. Yeah, it's on
Star. You gotta watch spoil the show. It for me because I don't know what the. All fuck right,
so basically to spoil
about.
It, the girl Mercedes, she gave her mama like a whole bunch of money. The mama was supposed to be saving it. The mama ended up spending it and going to. The girl was gonna buy a dance studio for her girls. The mama went and took the money that was supposed to be her daughter's money and bought the studio and turned it into a church.
Oh well, that's kind of a good thing.
That's not a good thing. I guess that's.
Well, her
the
daughter
question
was a stripper.
Was
she's about to strip.
You.
She's about to quit the strip club and invest in the dance studio for youth. And her mama took the money.
Took the money and made a church.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, now she.
But yo, that's tax-free bread. That's smart.
No. Bro, what? If my mama took my money, we'd be fighting.
That's not your money.
What's wrong with you?
That's not your money.
How would you feel?
You know what? Do you have a contract in place?
Yeah.
See? I'm like, check the contract.
But.
Check the paper.
I would appreciate that, like, it's tax free and that she thought that was a better idea, but at the same time, she would get fired just for lying because she didn't.
Yo, she's a Trump. She's a Trump of the sky.
She's gonna make it, bro.
She
got
fired.
It. She got answers
fired.
For everything.
She's gonna make it.
She got the answers way. She got the answers way.
No, that's not a bad thing in a certain sense because sometimes you just gotta fire a motherfucker if they're not doing their job. You're fired. You gotta go. Bye. Fuck that shit.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, yeah, that's it. But that's good that y'all have that type of relationship that the moms know, like, listen, whatever decision you make, daughter, I'm gonna ride with it. Even if you fire her, she's not going nowhere. It's your mother. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's a good thing. I like that.
Mom dudes ain't getting fired, though. Or what? Your momager, is that what you call her?
That's the
momager, she not getting fired, though. Like, that's it's no point in even talking about.
No, we're not even bringing that into the light. We were just, I don't want to.
Y'all still messy, though.
Yeah,
like, to even start this whole line of questioning was messy.
We had to. It's no.
You didn't have to.
Oh, we ain't had to.
No.
Hey,
Ms. Nordica.
Y'all messy.
Ms. Nordica, let the people know where they can find you on all social media platforms.
Please, Nordica.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Naughty2Hottie, NAUTITOOHOTTY. all DSPs, Nautica, Nautica.
Facts. And what's like, what's a final word that you would give to any upcoming artist that's wanting, you know, to pursue music or their dreams in general?
I would say know who you are before anything else. Figure out who you are mentally, physically, and then outreach. Talk to other people after you've already established what you wanted to do.
Facts.
That's a gem.
That's a gem. Let's give some snaps for that shit. Okay. Some snaps and shit.
All right. So my last and final question is, when someone listens to your music or even hear your testimony or your story, anybody who just say, who is Nautica? What is one thing you want them to take from your music and one thing you want them to take from yourself as a person?
I would want people to take the fact that I didn't give up and that no matter what, I was okay with breaking the rules and not caring about the consequences.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's beautiful. And I just want to thank you for even stopping by the No Advisory Podcast.
I appreciate
Please
you.
Please do not be a stranger. You know, we're going to, you know, get all the mookies all together. That's okay.
Yeah. And we're going to be around. We're going
to
be
And I would
forever.
Love to collaborate with you on
We don't
many
die, we multiply.
And keep doing what you're doing.
All right. No, seriously, on a serious note, like, I listened to your whole interview, and one thing that stood out to me that I'm still trying to figure out. Earlier, you said that you don't really do the social media thing. Mm-hmm. And from a person that's been in the music industry, if you're going to make it, I can't see how you can make it without social media. Now, I heard you say that you didn't want to see the killings and the Black Lives Matter. It gets on my nerves. It's sickening. I hate it. But at the same time, as an artist, you're going to have to figure out how to maneuver it for you. So if you don't want to see stuff, then don't look, but post. Go to the storyline, talk to the people, sing, show them your world, but you ain't got to scroll, if I said that right.
Nope.
But regardless, he's just being funny. Listen, for real, on a real note, think about that because, you know, I don't know how you going to make it as an artist without social media, not in this day and time. You heard what she said. I'm talking about what she said, not what I said. This is what she said. All right?
Mm-hmm. From Peace. The horse's mouth.
Do you feel like social media has kind of had a big influence on your, you know, your career? Have you been able to maneuver through it or use it to your benefit?
I'm going to play off of what he said, then I'm going to come back to that one.
Okay.
With what I do as far as, like, social media, before I would get really wrapped up in how many likes I'm getting, how many views I'm getting. That's kind of, like, where I was going with that. Like, more so caring about what other people thought instead of just posting it, putting it out there, following the template that I have for my brand, and then keeping it pushing. So I do try to stay informed. Like, I'll have a separate account where I try to keep things, like, separated. So on my main account, I just post it, keep it pushing. On my second account, I just kind of look, see what's going in news, media, things like that to keep me up to date.
Right.
And then I do a lot of times allow social media to kind of play a part in what I got going on in music, just because obviously you have to stay up to date. Like, if there's new words or terms coming out, you got to kind of know how to throw that in with the lingo, with the music, things like that.
Facts. I mean, because, you know, social media is just big right now, and just anything you do, like, I'm like on my phone constantly just posting. I don't look at nobody's shit. Fuck what anybody else doing. I don't give a fuck. But I just post and get off. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, social media is, and I hate it. I hate it to a core, but it's something that I know that I have to do because this is the day and age we live in. You know, so just to attest to his point when he said that as an artist, you know, you have to be engaged with social media because a lot of times people want to be connected with you in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
You know, so I think that social media is very important. I wouldn't, you know, telling anybody as an upcoming artist to get off social media. Like, that'd be dumb. Dumb. But yo, go ahead.
I was going to say, what do you think about the artists that kind of make it like their brand to like do the mystique thing and not post?
Now see, there's some artists that does that
and like party next door,
right? But that's part of their brand,
right?
So all of that, like say like XXXTentacion,
like the Jabberwockies,
you know, Jabberwockies. That's another good one. Yeah. Like they post certain shit. You know, some people post or artists post and they delete the post, and so they just have it'll be one post and they just keep updating that. Mm-hmm. But that's part of their brand. You know, so it all depends on what your brand is and how you want to put it out to the general public.
It's your boy C.O. McClain. What's good, Josh? Your boy Mookie, man.
It's your girl Trap C.
Man, and your favorite, the God of the Squad, man. Your favorite, Kim Fo J.
And now Chocolate Diamond, Charlotte's favorite BBW, a.k.a. Shy, queen of the Neelix Nation. And they don't call me Miss BBW.
They don't call you that shit!
They do. They do. They do. They call me Miss BBW. I know they do. I know. All right.
And we have our very special guest, Miss Nordica Tuhati. I don't want to say the name as Naughty, Too Hottie, Nordica. I fuck up names. But I think I got that name right and just put too much words to it, right?
It's Nordica. My at name is Naughty Too.
Naughty, 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 Naughty,
Naughty, Naughty, Naughty,
Naughty,
Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty,
Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty,
Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty, Naughty,
Hey yo man, it's the Advisory Podcast. We signing off, motherfuckers. Bang, 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 bang.
Nutty, nutty, nutty. Your nigga call me mommy, he can slap it, tap it. No, I get it, pop it, he gon' call me naughty. Harder than a rocket, he gon' touch my body. Pull up, let it see that drive, I'm suicidal. I'm a bad little bitch with an attitude. Find me, y'all get crazy, he gon' do it too. Bad bitch with the rover, he coming over. Breezy Missy, get the kitty cruising like a coaster. Put this pussy on the poster, he getting closer. Threw my leg on his shoulder, like the sofa. He gon' hit it all night, he beat it like a soldier. I love the way he eat it good, yeah, he love this coca. I'm gonna make a spin doll of his breath. Pussy make that nigga Jenny Gray. He gon' knock it that Debo and Craig. Had that nigga sleeping through the fade. I'm the baddest bitch, that's what I say. He gon' ride on crazy like a slave. He know that I can take it, never scared. I get money, you get dick instead. Your nigga call me mommy, he can slap it, top it. No, I get it poppin', he gon' call me naughty. Harder than a rocket, he gon' touch my body. Pull up, let it see that drive, I'm suicidal. I'm a bad little bitch with an attitude. Find me, y'all get crazy, he gon' do it too. Bad bitch with the rover, he coming over. Breezy Missy, get the kitty cruising like a coaster.
I put dick inside, watch cunt come down her thigh. Who am I? It's the dunk, man. Dick make little mama cry. Suicide, just go kill yourself. She tryna spend the night. I'm like, nah, you can't spend the night. Just gotta catch a flight. I'm so handsome, I got bad bitches fucking. Even dykes seem right. Little bitch sucked on me soon as he went in sight. I'm alright, that bitch pussy fire, but then here was alright. Get your life, little bro mad at me, cause she ain't treating you right. On the go, bitch, I need a more fuck touch, and she was so bad go. If you want it more, bitch, tell me, give you more. I ain't gon' say no. That little pussy, oh, can't fuck her no more. On the road, bitch, that's how it go. Bitch, that's how it go. Naughty.
Your nigga call me mommy, he can slap it, top it. No, I get it, pop it, he gon' call me naughty. Harder than a rocket, he gon' touch my body. Pull up, let it see that drive, I'm suicidal. I'm a bad little bitch with an attitude. Find me, y'all get crazy, he gon' do it too. Bad bitch with the rover, he coming over. Breezy Missy, get the kitty cruising like a coaster.
Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast.